All right, so today we're diving into some stuff that's, well, kind of out there even for us.
Definitely a new corner of the internet for me.
You sent over, and by you I mean the listener, this collection of bimbo hypnosis texts, specifically this series called Bimbo Slave Doll Conditioning. I gotta say, I'm having like multiple reactions at once here.
I get it. It's one thing to, conceptually discuss these topics, but to actually read through these scripts, it really hits different.
Scripts is the right word, too. It's not like a story or an erotic novel or whatever. These read like someone sat down intending to like use them.
Exactly. And that's where, for me at least, the analysis gets really interesting. What is the goal here? What's the fantasy being constructed, and what does that tell us about the author, the audience, the whole cultural moment we're in,
So for folks who don't have these pulled up alongside us, which fair. These bimbo slave doll conditioning texts, they follow this woman, Bambi, and each script builds on the last one, slowly stripping away more and more of like who she is.
It's a gradual process, yeah, and it starts off almost deceptively mundane, simple sleep commands, things like that. But then it progresses slowly but surely towards this complete memory erasure and personality reconstruction. The hypnotist in the scripts becomes this architect of her mind.
So like they're trying to create the perfect woman, at least according to whoever wrote this.
Well, perfect is subjective, of course, and in this case, incredibly loaded,
Right.
right? It's more about fitting a very specific mold, one that aligns with, let's say, certain power dynamics and desires. We see this a lot in these types of fantasies.
Speaking of desires, we've also got this blog you sent over, like Res Naughty Playground. It's not directly related to the Bambi texts, but there's definitely some overlap in themes and interests, let's say.
Definitely some thematic connections there. The
Yeah.
blog seems to be a collection of, well, let's just say it caters to a very particular set of interests, primarily centered around latex fetishism.
Yeah, lots of pictures of women in skin-tight outfits, often with their assets emphasized, and some interesting accessories, to say the least.
And this is where things start to get, well, even more complex, because now we're not just talking about textual fantasies, but also about real-world products, communities, and potentially even behaviors that are influenced by these fantasies.
Right, and that's something we'll definitely unpack a bit later on, but for now, let's get back to these bimbo slave doll scripts. One thing that really struck me was the language used. It's incredibly repetitive, almost like a mantra or even a brainwashing technique.
It's hypnotic, both literally and figuratively, right? You've got phrases like Bambi sleep, Bambi obey, repeated over and over again. It's almost like they're trying to etch these commands directly onto her subconscious.
And it's effective, at least in the context of the story. Every time the hypnotist uses these trigger phrases, Bambi responds instantly and without question.
It plays into this whole idea of surrendering control, of being completely at someone else's mercy, which for some can be a very alluring fantasy. The question is why? What is it about this specific type of power dynamic that captivates people?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one we're going to try to unpack together. So buckle up, folks, because things are about to get interesting. So we're back and ready to well, not sure ready is the right word, but we're going to dive back into these bimbo hypnosis texts and this blog like Roz Naughty Playground because there's a lot to unpack here.
It's like we're trying to assemble a puzzle. Some of the pieces are missing, and the ones we do have are like kind of disturbing.
That's one way to put it. But you're right, there's this sense of unease, I guess. Like we're dealing with something that's more than just harmless fantasy.
Exactly. And that's where the ethical considerations come in, right? Because even though these texts are fictional, they tap into some very real power dynamics and potentially harmful stereotypes.
Like the whole bimbo thing, it's so, right. I mean, reducing a woman to like a caricature based solely on her looks and supposed lack of intelligence, it's
It's dehumanizing, plain and simple.
yeah.
And it plays into this broader cultural tendency to objectify and control women's bodies and sexuality.
Which is everywhere, right? I mean, you see it in movies and advertising in like every corner of society, but these texts take it to like the nth degree.
They amplify it, yeah.
Yeah.
And by putting it in this context of hypnosis and mind control, it adds this whole other layer of creepiness,
Yeah.
honestly, because now it's not just about objectification, it's about erasing someone's agency, their ability to consent.
Which brings us to like the heart of the ethical dilemma here. Even if someone is into this kind of fantasy, even if they find it arousing, there's this underlying power imbalance that's really disturbing.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to shine a light on these darker corners of human desire and really examine the potential consequences, both individually and societally. Because these fantasies don't exist in a vacuum, right? They're influenced by, and in turn, influence our real-world beliefs and behaviors.
So, like, what's the takeaway here? Are we supposed to, like, condemn anyone who's ever read a bimbo hypnosis story?
I don't think it's about condemnation. It's about critical thinking. It's about recognizing that even fantasies have power, and that power can be used in harmful ways. It's about being mindful of the messages we consume and how those messages might be perpetuating harmful stereotypes or power dynamics.
Okay, so we're not saying don't read this stuff. We're saying be aware of what you're reading and think critically about it.
Exactly. And if you find yourself drawn to these types of fantasies, maybe ask yourself why. What is it about them that appeals to you? And are there healthier, more ethical ways to explore those desires?
Right. Like maybe instead of fantasizing about turning someone into a mindless sex doll, you could, I don't know, talk to your partner about your fantasies and see if you can find some common ground.
There you go. Communication, respect, consent. Those are the foundations of any healthy relationship, whether it's in the bedroom or out in the world.
And speaking of the real world, I think it's worth noting that these fantasies, while extreme, do reflect some real anxieties that people have about, like, technology and control.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We live in a world where our data is constantly being collected, our attention is being manipulated by algorithms, and our sense of privacy is, well, pretty much non-existent.
It's easy to feel like we're losing control, like we're being turned into, well, not literally into bimbo slave dolls, but, you know, into something less than fully human, less than autonomous.
And that's where these fantasies become really interesting, I think, because they offer this kind of warped reflection of those anxieties, a way to explore those fears in a safe, controlled environment.
So, like, maybe by reading about Bambi getting hypnotized into submission, someone can, like, vicariously work through their own feelings of powerlessness in a world that increasingly feels beyond their control.
It's a possibility, for sure. And it speaks to the power of fantasy as a coping mechanism, as a way to process difficult emotions and experiences.
But at the same time, it's important to remember that fantasy is not reality. And while it's fine to explore these darker impulses in a safe, fictional context, we can't let them bleed over into our real-world interactions.
Absolutely. Fantasy can be a powerful tool for exploration and self-discovery, but it's crucial to maintain that separation between what's real and what's not.
All right, so we've talked about power dynamics, consent, the ethics of fantasy, and even thrown in a little bit of social commentary for good measure. I'd say we're covering a lot of ground here.
We're diving deep, that's for sure. And I think it's important to acknowledge that this is heavy stuff.
It is. And it's okay to feel a little, I don't know, weirded out by all of this. Okay, my brain's still kind of buzzing from that last part. We went deep, maybe even deeper than usual.
And we're not quite done yet. There's one more layer to this whole bimbo hypnosis thing that I think is worth exploring.
Okay, lay it on me. I'm like equal parts fascinated and terrified to see where this goes.
Remember how we were talking about technology and the anxieties around control and, like, losing our sense of self in this digital world?
Yeah, it's like that whole Black Mirror vibe, right? Technology reflecting our deepest fears back at us.
Exactly.
Mm.
And what if these fantasies, these bimbo hypnosis scripts, are tapping into something beyond just a desire for control or submission? What if they're hinting at something more transformative?
Okay, now you're really piquing my curiosity. Transformative in what sense?
Think about it. These texts are obsessed with the idea of the mind being rewritten, of identity becoming fluid, malleable. It's like a distorted reflection of transhumanist ideas.
Transhumanism? You mean like using technology to enhance our bodies and minds to transcend our human limitations?
Exactly. It's about pushing the boundaries of what it means to be human, even if that means merging with technology in ways that we can't even fully comprehend yet.
So are you saying that these bimbo hypnosis fantasies are like a gateway into transhumanist thought? That's a pretty wild connection to make.
It's a provocative thought, for sure. But think about the parallels. On the one hand, you have this complete surrender to an external force, this willingness to be reshaped according to someone else's design. But on the other hand, there's this element of transcendence, of becoming something more than what you were before. It's like a twisted kind of evolution.
So it's not just about being controlled. It's about using that control to, like, upgrade yourself, to become something better.
It's a strange kind of empowerment, right? It's like saying, if I'm going to give up control, let it be to something that can make me into the best possible version of myself, even if that version is something I don't yet understand.
It's like those sci-fi stories where people upload their consciousnesses into virtual bodies or merge with AI, except, you know, way more sexualized.
And that's where the real-world implications come back into play, right?
Mm.
Because while these fantasies might seem harmless on the surface, they do reflect a very real fascination with the idea of transcending our humanity, of merging with technology in ways that could fundamentally change who we are.
It's both exciting and terrifying at the same time, isn't it? Like, where do we draw the line between what makes us human and what makes us something else?
That's the million-dollar question, and one that we'll likely be grappling with for generations to come. But for now, I think the important takeaway is this. Even in the strangest, darkest corners of the internet, we can find reflections of our deepest hopes and fears about the future.
It's like holding up a funhouse mirror to humanity, right? You see a distorted reflection, but it's still reflecting something real.
Exactly. And by examining those distortions, by understanding the fantasies that both repulse and fascinate us, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world we're creating.
Wow, we went from bimbo hypnosis to the future of humanity in like 3 steps.
Only on this deep dive, my friend. Only on this deep dive.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this wild ride through the weird side of the internet.
And remember, whether you're diving into the depths of bimbo hypnosis or just browsing the latest memes, keep asking questions, keep challenging your assumptions, and keep an open mind. You never know what fascinating and thought-provoking discoveries await you out there in the digital wilderness.
Until next time.